Hi, this is Tony Funicat from Cover Publications, and I'm excited to announce that the fourth installment of our InsurTech conference will take place on the 6th and 7th of June at the Wanderers in Illovo. This is a really exciting time of the year for us because InsurTech has really taken off and people are actually making it work. It's not just rumor anymore. According to a recent report by Willis Re, and Willis Towers Watson Securities, they found that in 2016 we saw $1.7 billion in InsurTech investments globally. Now that was 2016. In 2017, just in the first quarter, it increased by 148%. In the second quarter, it saw an 88% rise in the number of transactions year to year. So for sure, InsurTech is here to stay and it's taking off. Accenture found that 44% of global insurers plan to pursue digital initiatives with startups in the next 2 years. In other words, they really see the future in InsurTech. Now, one of the most important things for us is to get you an exciting speaker lineup. And I am very, very excited to announce that what we've done is we've divided this conference into two. Day one belonging to the doers, those who took an idea and made it happen. We've taken a list of South Africa's most prominent startups and we've put them on stage for you to hear what they say, what their journey was all about, etc. Now, to give you a taste of some of the guys, first of all, we've got Anthony Miller, founder and CEO of Simply Life, or just Simply if you want. By focusing on product design, data analytics, software development and marketing, and also outsourcing commodity services to the best of breed partners, they have materially reduced the cost and complexity of mass market life insurance. If you go onto their website, you will see what I mean. Peter Erasmus and Peter Fenter from Control, these guys are really aiming to put InsurTech in the hands of every broker. I've seen what they're planning and it's awesome. This is really going to change the focus of intermediation. Matthew Smith and some of his pals from Pineapple, locally brewed peer-to-peer insurance with complete transparency and a social conscience. Come and have a look at what our own version of some of these peer-to-peer overseas guys' products look like. Simon Campbell-Young from Meist Cybercare. This is a fantastically innovative product. Simon's innovation clearly illustrates the scalability and transferability of InsurTech. Fraudulent online purchases, ransomware losses, data loss, cyber attacks, all of these they insure against at a fraction of what you would expect. And it's a simple add-on product that they've already taken across the ocean to other continents. Kus Padia and Howard John from Brolink. Brolink is the backbone of many of these InsurTech businesses. Brolink provide administration services that are robust, flexible and adaptable to even the most innovative InsurTech innovations. Come and hear what they say about how you fit in with systems at the back end and integration between InsurTech developments and insurers. Then we've got Wimpy van der Merwe from WeCover. Everybody knows Wimpy in the insurance industry. They are building insurance distribution platforms to augment current insurance platforms, but with a bit of a kick. Using configurable cloud insurance platforms, they give your ideas and innovations wings and allow partnering to take off. These guys really know what partnering is all about and how to work with different partners and companies, integrating systems, building front-end systems. So you won't lose a beat listening to them. Last one that I want to mention, but there's way more, is Jeremy Leach from Inclusivity Solutions. If there's one guy that really understands insurance in emerging markets, it's Jeremy. He's been my go-to guy when it comes to innovation and distribution across the continent, for probably for the last 10 years. His passion spills into the audience and you will walk away with a totally new look at African markets, wanting to go and buy a ticket and go and see for yourself immediately. What we're doing on day two is we're bringing in the broader InsurTech. It's not just about front-facing fancy systems, fancy apps. It's also about the back end. It's also about bringing in other people's expertise. Exploring practical examples on this day is going to show you exactly how far InsurTech has spread into the insurance industry. We've got people like Valerie Hayter and Isaac Chindotana from Lirius Holdings. They've got more than a decade experience in empowering new ventures. They can tell you about spotting a winning innovation, how to ensure appropriate funding for success, etc. We've also got Nikki Peel from TransUnion. Everybody knows TransUnion, big data providers. For them, it's not just about having all the data yourself anymore. It's all about leveraging the wisdom and experience of others. That's what InsurTech is really all about. TransUnion are perfecting the art of bringing external data together to solve the challenges of taking on new businesses. Talk about empowering innovation. These guys know about that. Then there's great guy Brian Richardson from Wizard, CEO of Wizard. Wizard has quietly been changing the face of banking over the last 14 years across three continents. With their Banking a Billion motto, these guys have won more awards and spoken at more major events than anyone I know. If you want to learn about how to push through, adapt and partner for success, Brian Richardson, a man who is passionate about taking banking to the people, will really keep you at the edge of your seat. So join us on the 6th and 7th of June at the Wanderers in Illovo. You won't get a better platform to find out what's happening with InsurTech in South Africa and across the continent. Make sure you book, check out cover.co.za. Alternatively, just mail brent@cover.co.za or tony@cover.co.za for all the information. Make sure you're there. Thanks.